What's up, Z-Pack? Welcome to Z-Dog's Creek.
Tom didn't turn the air conditioner off.
Damn it. Tom, I don't want to wait for the show to be over. This BS, or will it be freezing? What is up, guys? Oh, here we are. Wait, which? That one. Listen, you, Z-Pack, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I'm a little crazy today. I've lost my mind. I just got off a plane from Phoenix. I did a gig for Banner Aetna, this big joint thing that they're doing that is attempting to create a 3.0 system in Phoenix. They were great people. I had a great time.
Chill.
You're a shill, Tom Heineberg.
Chill.
Is that like the Obi-Wan of shills? Like, they put him back in there. Wait, oh, come back, Mehmet. Mehmet, teach me. Teach me how to shill, Mehmet. Teach me how to shill.
You gotta fade the opacity on him so he's more ghost-like.
Yeah. Oh my God, guys, let me load up your comments. So listen, we're gonna have fun today. We're gonna talk about breaking news because there's been hella breaking news since I've been gone. And we ought to call the segment like Breaking Bad News.
Guess what? Some crazy motherfucker stole an ambulance.
What?
And we know who it is. We know who took it.
Mehmet, did you steal an ambulance? Tom, is our media liability insurance up to snuff? Because
you can make fun of Dr. Oz because he's not a real person.
He's like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, he is. He's only special people can see him. Catherine Leachy says, hello from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm about to watch It. Dude, what do you think of It? You're a film guy, Tom.
Dude, the new It looks crazy scary.
Really?
I'm honestly, like, I feel like It's like, it's a little above my grade, you know? Like, maybe the fourth and fifth graders can go see it, but like, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, it's too scary.
That's how I feel.
And NC-45?
Exactly. It's you NC 30, and I'm not there yet.
If I were a film reviewer, I would just to be able to do this, I would give it a bad review, and I would just say, I've only got a one word review, shit it, and that would be it. That would be the whole review, and I wouldn't even explain why I hate the movie. I'd just be like, I've always fucking hated Stephen King. I just hate him.
Did you ever read It, the book?
I did. Yeah.
It's really creepy.
It's creepy.
There's a lot of child rape in it.
You know, that's no different than Game of Thrones.
That's true.
It's really the same thing. I mean, if a child doesn't get raped on Game of Thrones, then really what have you got? You've got nothing. This has devolved into something brilliant. Tell me about this woman who stole the ambulance, because I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, Tom.
So we don't know why she stole
the ambulance. We didn't even read the story.
There's not a lot of details yet, see? But one can only imagine that meth was involved.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, like, I'm on the airplane looking at my messages, and Logan breaks this news to me. He's like, look what I'm picking up on the police feed. It's here in Vegas. A woman jacked, it was a fire, what was it, a fire vehicle, right? Fire EMS.
Ambulance, yeah.
Yeah, and just drives off with it. And it was a high-speed chase and everything, right?
It was dope.
I mean, dude.
Yo, so Stat has an article. So I've been trying to get Z to talk about this story I keep calling Herpes Island, and he doesn't want to talk about it because he's like, it's a terrible title, Tom Heineberg. I don't want to talk about herpes. I don't know how the FDA does stuff. I just don't want to talk about it, man.
You know what? I'm a little sensitive about the whole herpes thing. I'm not going to lie to you, all right? But the story that Tom keeps wanting me to talk about is how Sir Peter Thiel, and I just calling him Sir because it sounds like something that he would have been knighted at some point just for being an asshole.
Well, he's an American, so how dare you, okay?
He's, you know, he's proud to be an American where at least he's libertarian. And Peter Thiel decided that he wanted to expedite vaccine research, and he was tired of all these pesky federal government regulations. So why not go to an island offshore and bring a bunch of people who are already infected with herpes and test out, I think it was a live attenuated herpes virus vaccine. I think it was live attenuated. So in other words, you're injecting, you know, herpetic particles or herpetrons, as I like to call them, into the bloodstream of people who already have herpes to try to see if you can generate an immune response, blah, 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 blah. And the thought was you get you get rid of the institution, those pesky institutional review boards that determine whether something's ethical to do.
AKA the government.
The government.
Keep going.
Two words, Tuskegee. That's like five words. But so that's the thing. It's like, is it okay, ZPAC, to bypass research restrictions and regulations by the government to expedite research? Is what Peter Thiel is what he's doing a true patriotic act by expediting this, or is he just insane?
So there was some outcry from people who hate commerce and
communists
love socialism.
Communists,
and they were basically like, yeah, Peter Thiel's an evil man. He's going to kill a patient, whatever. But Stat came out with an article today that said, in some respects, the herpes trial isn't all that unusual. Nearly all drug makers in the U.S. seeking U.S. approval today rely in part on overseas locations and populations to test their drug, the results of a decade-long push by industry to try to cut costs and speed recruitment of patients. So really, it's not that unusual a story. Peter Thiel, once again, is just a guy who's making headlines for it.
Yeah. Well, he's, I'm sure his good friend Donald Trump would have a lot to say about his outsourcing of the jobs to a remote island. Herpes Island.
What do you think about the globalization of clinical trials? Do you think it's... do you think the way we do it here in America is the right way to do it, or are we lacking and we should be going elsewhere?
Globalization is a false song.
My take on clinical research and research in general is that we ought to be spending a lot of time and effort and money researching research. So trying to figure out how to more effectively do clinical research, in particular recruiting trial subjects, because as it stands, we don't use technology and all the, look, you can get on Grindr and find a hot dude to, but you can't, find someone who's suffering from a particular type of herpes in a particular town who's willing to be in a trial. We ought to be able to use technology almost as a matchmaker to find the perfect people for the perfect trial and then expedite that trial. Yes, we need regulation, but it needs to be tailored to actually be quick and effective, which is hard to do when government's involved. So, Herpes Island, you fly in, Ricardo Montalban's there. He's like, welcome to Herpes Island. And Tattoo's there, and he's like, the pills, boss, the pills. That's how I see that going down, and you tell me I'm wrong, Tom Heinlein.
Point of fact, the gays are always ahead on technology, a la Grindr. Peter Thiel, gay man.
Yes.
Therefore, ahead on technology.
Yes. Therefore, yes, ahead on fashion, ahead on technology, ahead on reality TV, pretty much ahead on everything.
You ever read anything from Thiel? He's basically like a super genius. He's like Elon Musk level. He's one of the smartest people we have here in America. So whatever he wants to do, in my opinion, is great. Like, I hope he cures herpes.
You know what? If you love Peter Thiel so much, why don't you just marry him and then you two can have herpes together?
It's also a little suspicious, like, my life's goal is to cure herpes. Why is that your life's goal?
It does make you wonder. It's kind of like, it's like the gay politician who's constantly bashing gays.
Yes, you're exactly.
You're like, methinks he doth protest too much.
So here's another interesting article from Stat is, they were wondering, can a hurricane induce labor for women in the path of Irma because some are worried? What are your thoughts? Do you think a hurricane can stress induce labor?
Stress can induce labor. The so question is, can deep barometric pressure changes induce labor? Almost anything can technically trigger labor. We don't know, right? So I don't think I don't think we have a clinical trial big enough to be able to say, we looked at 10,000 people. 10,000 pregnant women in the path of various hurricanes throughout history and retrospectively analyze them. And they all pretty much gave birth right after the hurricane or during the hurricane. I don't think it happens that way. It is an interesting myth, and a lot of mythology springs up around labor because it is such a ancient, obviously evolutionary process, and we have a lot of culture and myth around it. It
says back in 1992, the Sun Sentinel reported that at least 1,500 women were hospitalized during Hurricane Andrew. A handful of studies, including a 2007 retrospective study published in the Archives of Gynecology and Obstetrics,
that's a good one,
further suggests that there's a connection between low barometric pressure and the likelihood that fetal membranes will rupture.
Okay, did you just science shame me, Tom Heineberg, with actual data that I didn't know?
I did.
I hate you so much.
Yeah.
Because I love it when that happens. So, there's actually has been shown an association between low barometric pressure events like big hurricanes and
they say that there's,
rupture of fetal membranes.
1,500 women were hospitalized during Hurricane Andrew for alleged barometric pressure. It doesn't seem to be conclusive. Hurricanes don't cause premature labor, said registered nurse Mary Roberts, director of the Family Birthplace at the Memorial Hospital West. It's like saying, oh my God, a full moon, we're going to have a lot of babies out there. But we all know how much all y'all believe in full moons.
Exactly, so. Right? I mean, that shit's real. I'm just saying right now. There was a full moon the other day, and I shat my pants, and I wasn't even seeing patients that day. And I'm like, oh, snap, someone getting hurt tonight. Kayla Veronda, who's an L&D nurse, says it's totally a real thing. So there is the anecdotal evidence. If you're an L&D nurse, weigh in. Let us know, Z-Pak. Tell us what you think about this. Science, says Tom Lynn. I did L&D for 27 years. Certainly does bring them in by the busloads. Grace Zetz. So who knows?
I got another great article.
Correlation, not causality?
About what a little bitch Watson is.
Tell me about that bitch Watson.
Turns out...
He is a bitch, by
Watson
the way.
Was out there making all these promises like, yo, I'm gonna cure cancer, motherfuckers. Mm. And then... He didn't do shit.
He lazy.
So, stat says IBM pitches Watson supercomputer as a revolution in cancer care. It's nowhere close. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion about Watson?
My opinion is he's a little millennial bitch.
We've tangled with him before.
We have.
We met him in Orlando.
We met him in Orlando. I fucking threw down the gauntlet. I had a latex glove, and I was like, you and me, Watson, right now, we're not playing chess. We're not playing Jeopardy, okay? We're playing how to deal with a drug seeker. And let's see who wins this little battle, because Z's got it dialed. But the thing about Watson, again, is there may be potential there, but it hasn't been realized in clinical practice yet. And there are many subtle reasons for why that might be. It doesn't mean we abandon the AI pursuit unless you're worried about Bostrom superintelligence and them killing us all.
Oh, my God. They're totally going to kill us all.
Yeah.
And we're living in a computer simulation right now.
Well, you that's know, already the case.
That's a fact. This is the Matrix, people.
Well, that explains why our show is so dope, because it's a show within a show within a show.
Turns out Watson, little bitch that he is, can't even learn about any different forms of cancer. He doesn't know even how, he's struggling with the basic step of even differentiating one cancer from another.
Really?
Cancer.
Is that true? That's what the article says?
Because he's a punk bitch.
Well, you know, look, Mrs. Dog and I had a smackdown couple of years back where I said, dude, radiology is totally going to be replaced with computers, and it's going to happen in 5 years because it's the lowest hanging fruit for AI is image recognition. And she looked at me with no doubt in her eye and said, there is no effing way that will happen in the next 20 years. You have no idea how incredibly nuanced looking at these things is, incorporating clinical history and all that. And I'm like, that's what computers do. They're going to take all this data and apply it to the image at hand, and everything's there in the image. And she says, you know not of what you speak, Jon Snow. You know nothing. And I said, okay. And so far she's right, because it hasn't done shit. So always listen to your wife, although I still worry about the robot apocalypse.
Luis says, if the moon can affect tides, why doesn't it affect us? It's affecting humans. We're mostly water.
That's a bad comment.
No, I had somebody tell me this one time, and it's like, I don't think that's how gravitational fields work.
So, yes, the gravity of the moon affects the tides in a macroscopic way, because the tides are a large body of water where you see this. Now, on a microscopic level, the pull on a human body and the amount of mass in a human body, very, very small. So just from a logistic standpoint, it's unlikely, although still we don't know. And again, there's so much correlation and not necessarily causation, including the hurricane thing. It may just be correlated that, you know, motherfuckers have labor when shit hits the fan of any kind.
Tons of people in the comments are saying that it came about during their labor came about during the full moon. Like Angela Cocopalito says it happened to her twice. So, I mean, is it real?
I don't know, man.
By the way, what's your sign, bro?
My sign is like, I don't care what my fucking sign is. That's my sign. Look, correlation to having a birth during the full moon doesn't mean shit. You mean, statistically, you're what? 1 out of 30, 1 out of 28 likely to have that happen. It's not that rare. Science!
So apparently, have you heard about Trump's new pick to run mental health services?
No, I haven't.
Her name is Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz, and people are actually excited about her on both sides of the aisle because she's poised to shake shit up.
Good.
But not in a bad way, like how she doesn't know how to do her job like everybody else in the Trump administration.
Like every other Trump appointee.
In a way where she actually wants to fix things.
Wow.
It says, so the proposal has some psychiatrists, a generally liberal bunch, cheering despite their distrust of the Trump administration.
Communist.
It's also sparked concern among other health professionals who worry that the administration will put too much emphasis on medicating and hospitalizing patients
Socialist.
And remove supports that might help them integrate into society fully. Mm. If confirmed by the Senate, Dr. Eleanor McCants will take the helm of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, blah, blah, blah. She'll be the first to assume the title of Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Abuse, a near cabinet position. We've never had someone coordinating the fragmented mental health services in this country, said clinical psychologist Xavier Amador, who has written several books for patients with mental illness. There are huge cracks that people get pushed through. They don't fall through, they literally get pushed because the right supports aren't in place. So I guess this is a move by the Trump organization.
Keep it on tap.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
This is a move by the Trump organization to sort of unify mental health services.
So I like a lot of what's being said there. One of the things I want to pick up on is psychiatrists, a typically liberal bunch, is how it started. And there actually is some data on which specialties kind of lean which way politically, typically. And I forget which ones are the most conservative, whether it was cardiologists. I forget exactly. But there's a cool graph we'll have to look up, maybe on the Google, you know, the different sort of political leanings of different doctors. As a whole, it used to be felt that doctors leaned a little more conservative. Some people feel they lean a little liberal. I remember the horrible, horrible people I bought my house from. They were lawyers. And they heard we were doctors. And we had to meet with them because they were being assholes. And they said, well, you guys are doctors. You're super conservative. And they gave us this kind of look. And my wife was like, no, I'm actually pretty liberal. And I'm like, I'm pretty moderate. And they're like, you guys are doctors? And I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. Shut the fuck up.
Well, some doctors are assholes, though. You know? So what's the weather going to be today?
It's going to be shill with a 20% chance of pseudoscience.
All right, so here's the story I really want to talk about. And this is some bullshit. This is from Beacon, or this is from Chicago Tribune. Judge asked to dismiss Delnor hostage incident lawsuit.
Oh.
So it says, in Kane County, one of its corrections officers and a private security company are asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit faulting them in the May 13th hostage incident at Northwestern Medicine Delnor Hospital in Geneva.
On what ground?
We covered on this show, and they were obviously at fault.
Yeah.
An inmate from the county jail receiving inpatient, so they just go over the story. Mm-hmm. Through civil litigation, those two nurses and their husbands, along with two other nurses affected by what they experienced that day, are seeking relief, including compensatory and punitive damages, court costs, and attorney's fees. Latest iteration of the lawsuit originally filed in May in the District Court of the Northern District of Illinois includes 18 counts, six each, making allegations against County Corrections Officer Sean Loomis and Apex, a private security company contracted by the hospital. In motions filed this week, teams of lawyers representing each defendant asked the court to dismiss the parts of the lawsuit specific to their clients. Kane County made the first dismissal request Tuesday, followed by Loomis and Apex on Wednesday. The deadline judge, Samuel Daragavian, had given each defendant to respond. Well, Loomis, through his attorneys, Michael Bursese, blah, 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 is asking for the dismissal of all counts against him for failure to state a claim on which relief may be granted.
So it's interesting because I read that and my first thought is, wait a minute, so Paul Blart, mall cop, is going to fucking try to get off on a technicality.
Because Loomis argues the complaint doesn't establish proximate cause or requirement in all constitutional torts because the nurses suing him can't show they faced any danger distinct from the general public.
Wait a minute. So getting held hostage, tortured, and raped in your place of work is not any different than the danger the general public would face? Is that what I'm understanding?
Oh, we can all be tortured and raped while the security company we hired to protect us stands idly by. Anybody could happen to anybody.
You don't talk shit about Apex Security, okay? Those guys, they are on point. Okay, fuck all those guys. These guys really ought to pay for the shit that went down over there. It's crazy. Loomis, Paul Blart, mall cop, okay, basically abandoned his duty, didn't tell anyone what was going down, basically had his gun taken from him, and then the rest is history. It led to the death of the inmate, the rape and torture of the Delnor nurse, and another nurse who was kidnapped for a period of time. I think, and again, I'm not a lawyer, that's why I'm not thrilled commenting on the details of it. It's just, it pisses me off so much that you can play legal games and someone is deprived of some semblance of justice. Now, here's the add-on to that. There was a patient two rooms down who's suing because she's emotionally distressed.
She's a dumb bitch.
And can't come back to the hospital. Listen, because now she's scared.
I call it like I say it. That's a dumb little bitch.
What? Well, that's an opportunist.
Yeah.
That she's trying to win the legal lottery, in my mind. Like, listen, there's real suffering, okay? You're shit. You're just trying to get money.
Yeah, it's time for you to fuck off, person.
Yeah. I agree.
So here's some further bullshit. even if the nurses could establish their constitutional rights had been violated, Loomis claims, he's entitled to qualified immunity because, quote unquote, no controlling case would have given him fair warning that his action of unshackling a detainee so that that detainee could use the toilet would give rise to liability. So he didn't know if he unshackled a dangerous criminal that dangerous criminal might, you know, be dangerous.
Totally. The other day I threw that weapons-grade uranium around the house. I was like, you know what? I had no idea it would kill everyone within a 30-mile radius. Because that's just, it doesn't make sense. There he is. There's my boy Oz.
Jeep Wrangler.
Francie Darnell asks, it is a Jeep Wrangler. Francie Darnell asks, is the FBI on the Wubbles case? So apparently the FBI, there's some report that the FBI is now investigating what happened with the Alex Wubbles case. And it reminds me so much of Twin Peaks, if you ever watch Twin Peaks. Like, FBI agent comes in to investigate a small town happening. Next thing you know, there's a dancing midget drinking coffee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's called, you know, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. In Vegas, it's airy day.
So Angela Cocopalito says, let's be fair, what happened was horrific. If she was in the room two doors down from a nurse being tortured and raped, then I think she has every right to claim PTSD on this.
No.
Who cares?
No,
like,
you're wrong.
She just wants money.
Yeah, you know? She wants money.
She wants money.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on
that. I'm calling bullshit on it too.
In fact, that kind of shit is everything that's wrong with this fucking country.
Seriously.
If we can't fucking man up for, or woman up for, you know, someone else who suffered a lot more than you. And then,
exactly.
Then you're like, but wait, I was two doors down and my turkey sandwich didn't come, and B, stuff was going on over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you been in a motherfucking ER? Shit's going down all the time in every room.
Yeah, you slightly dilute the real trauma that happened.
I think it's more than slightly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's horseshit. But you know what? I'm an asshole. What do I know? I'm mansplaining all this. I think they are called little people, David Wolpert. You are correct. Not midgets.
Yvonne says, in defense of lawyers, their job is to seek any opportunity to get their clients dismissed. Just because they file a motion does not mean it will be granted. We call it the spaghetti theory. Throw it on the wall and see what will stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not against the lawyer, I don't think.
But nah.
It's just bullshit. It's just some straight bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People should just suck it up and accept what happened. I get that the judicial system doesn't always allow them to do that, but suck it up, pay your dues. Exactly.
Bean burrito, yo.
This should be called Farty Friday with all the bean burritos you've been putting up. You know, guys, like, look, we talk a lot about butt hurt and on the show, and like trying to accept that PTSD is a real thing and trauma is a real thing, but there is this other bullshit trauma that really doesn't exist. And trauma, even though trauma is in the mind, it's getting in the mind too much. It didn't used to be this way, which means it's not a human physiological thing to suffer this degree of trauma from something happening four doors down that you didn't experience, you know? So again, I'm not there, I don't know, maybe I'm just an asshole.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
You are.
Yeah, I am an asshole.
I'm 2,000 miles from Hurricane Harvey, and I need some money.
Yeah.
Because of that, you know, it's affecting.
You know what you need? You need a emotional support burrito.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
You know what? I feel burritoed because I'm stuck in between the fires on the west and then the flood in the south. I feel burritoed in natural disaster tragedy, Z. And that's emotionally draining for me.
Oh, my God.
And I have PTSD. Yep.
Tom.
So, like, you need to be...
Tom, you're mansplaining right now?
Yeah. I'm mansplaining to Z about what a little bitch he's being.
Well, here, okay, you want to hear what a little bitch somebody was being. We're flying into Vegas from Phoenix, and there's a bunch of weather in the area. That's why my plane was delayed, and I just basically rolled into the studio, and I was like, let's do a show on the news, Tom Meyer. I got my free drinks from Southwest. Actually, we got nothing. They didn't even give us beverage service because they said, there's going to be horrible turbulence coming in. Everybody steel yourself. We're going to have the flight attendants sit the whole time so that they can have a little time off, because there wasn't a single bump on that landing. Not one. Now, I understand being safe and that's cool, but I was pissed because I wanted my Fanta.
Crystal wants to know what mansplaining is. You want to mansplain that to us?
So mansplaining is when a man tells everyone about stuff that maybe has to do with women stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what mansplaining is?
Well, no, it could be.
That's mansplaining.
Mansplaining could be if a woman clearly knows the subject matter also, but a man takes over, you know, midway while she's explaining.
Got it.
He thinks it sounds better in his voice.
Got it.
Like, you could be telling me about, you know, herpes simplex type 1, which you have, and I could be like, I could just step right in and be like, let me tell you about herpes simplex type 1, which I have.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is I could be telling you about herpes simplex type 1, which you have, and then you could be like, so that's mansplaining. I just mansplained to Tom what he just explained to me.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
But it has to be, you have to be a woman. So, oh my God, Tom, you need to work on that shit. Where's Teresa Heineber?
Oh my God, he left her at home because, like, she's just going through a really rough period. She was attacked by this really creepy guy dressed as a hot dog. I know it sounds weird, but it's true.
That looks delicious, by the way.
Where is it?
Where am I? Where? There he is. Where's Tad? Oh, I really wanted that hot dog, Zito. Oh, there it is. You know, the people listening on a podcast right now are just quizzical as fuck right now.
You guys should just fucking tune the fuck out.
Tune the fuck out? Because all this visual shit, you know, as the Big Lebowski said, new visual shit has come to light, man.
Bruh, should I read you where,
ooh, it's raining outside.
Where
Angela
it is raining.
Coca-Polito says that you're an asshole?
Looks good.
Yeah, read me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you are an asshole.
That's true.
That person's claim against them is not actually harming or taking away what happened to those nurses. It's not saying that the nurses didn't go through it worse. Listening to the sounds of a person being raped and beaten from your hospital room where you can't leave, you will experience trauma from that.
Would you think that?
You know what? She didn't hear a nurse being raped and beaten from her hospital room. That's not, I don't think, what happened. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But this does, it devalues the actual trauma that happened. And now, I'm going to continue to be an asshole about that because I think that's bullshit.
Jackie says, okay, now that you are reading comments, pay respect to the Duke Life flight crew lost today when their chopper crashed. I didn't even know about that.
I heard about this. I was reading this on the plane, and I meant to talk about it. I think four people on a med flight, the aircraft crashed, and they lost their lives. And I want to say to their colleagues, their loved ones, their families, that their loss is deeply felt, and we thank them for everything they've done to save other people's lives, and we honor their loss of life. Everybody on the front lines puts themselves at some risk every single day, and if we don't give some voice to their sacrifice, then it goes on in silence, and we won't allow that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Catherine says, Tad talks like Mickey Mouse. Do you think Tad talks like Mickey Mouse?
You talk like Mickey Mouse, Catherine!
Hi, it's me, Tad! Great to see you today! Hello.
You're a little too good at that, Tom Heineber.
Hey.
Oh, delicious.
It's me. Oz, dressed like a hot dog.
It tastes like tears and despair and shell money. I'm looking at you, Oz. I love you too. Logan Stewart, Tom, I also hate podcast. Oh, shut up, you Logan. you need a butthurt emoji, Danielle Lila Hall. I like that. I like that. RIP flight nurses, Stephanie Carter, RN. Agreed. Pilot, two nurses, and a patient, Jerry Lynn Kendrick. That was what, those were the people who were lost today.
Have you been in a helicopter today?
It's dope.
I have. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
I hate it.
Isn't it?
You want to tell my story, Tom?
I felt like at any point we could have gone down when I was in the helicopter. Me and Logan went up and wanted to shoot a commercial for somebody, and I was in charge of the helicopter because we paid for it. And I'm pointing at the person telling her where to go. I'm like, yeah, go over that way. Hard bank to the left.
Holy shit. And Logan was hanging out with the
hanging
camera.
Out the side with the door off.
Yeah.
With the 40-pound camera.
Wow.
Yeah, they took the door off and let Logan hang out the side.
I stuck my whole head all the way out, and I was just like, you can just jump.
I asked her. Also, helicopter pilots are total adrenaline junkies. Yeah, I asked our helicopter pilot, I was like, hey, how low can we technically go? Because I want to get a shot of some stuff. Mm. And she was like, I mean, 500 feet, but I'm not married to that. No, all right, let's do it, girl.
That's incredible. Yeah, no, we did, Mrs. Dog and I did a Maui air tour in a helicopter for our honeymoon. And both of us came away, well, she came away violently nauseous. And that was just from being with me. But then the helicopter made it worse. And then I came away going, oh, we could have died at any minute there. That was terrifying. And as you take off, they're playing Pink Floyd. in learning to fly in the headphones, and it's like, and no, that's Comfortably Numb. Same difference. All Pink Floyd sounds exactly the same, no, which is awesome.
Tom Petty is learning to fly.
No.
Learning to fly.
Oh, that's a different learning to fly.
Around the town.
I don't know when he was born. Oh,
yeah, but no, man. Jesus, helicopters are scary. So
they're fun.
I felt like I was going to go down the entire time I was in one, so I can only imagine what it was like to actually be in one that's going down.
That's dope.
And I'm free falling. Let's read some words of wisdom from the Z-Pack.
So Z-Doc, are you still practicing even?
Oh, Christy Ellen. Oh, yeah, am I still practicing even? Oh my God, I'm so hurt by that comment because it implies that I'm not seeing patients even though I see patients at the county hospital for free with the residents and I do teaching, but no, I'm not practicing, Christy Ellen.
Stupid ass fucking question. Learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. There it is, Heather Walker. Shine on, you crazy diamond, Z-Dog MD, Rose Marie Vandy. Man, the Pink Floyd is coming hot and thick. Weird mood today, Rachel Hignite. Yeah, yeah. This is me in a post sleep deprived, post performance, post air flight mood. And we're punch drunk and marginally violent. So basically Friday. Oh, wow, Logan.
I feel like Logan's just running through all the junk he's got.
I keep them.
In the computer.
Yep.
That's exactly what he's doing.
My wife.
Laura says, you don't have to practice anymore. You've already mastered it.
Oh.
That's not true, Laura.
Yeah.
Has anybody mastered medicine? Because let me tell you, I've seen about 3 doctors so far for this. Including Robbie Pearl, who gave me some advice.
He did, and it was good advice.
Really.
He gave me great
advice. Yeah.
And Dr. Mehmet.
I've gotten different advice on everyone
really?
About when I should start rehabbing it.
Did you go back?
And how to rehab
Did you see somebody since we last talked?
No, I saw a GP, and he sent me to a hand specialist.
Yeah.
But you know what he said, which made me like him a lot better than the guys I saw at the quick care and stuff, is he was basically like, I was explaining my concerns. I was like, yeah, I want to know when to bend it and so that I don't have any permanent stiffness or damage, whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, you should go see a hand specialist for that. Just don't get surgery because you don't need it. And he was like, but tell me what the hand specialist says. He was like, I want to know. I was like, at least
you know what?
That's you're honest, man.
That's exactly what I would have said. I love that. Tracy Johnson says, I think I sprained my liver. That does happen.
I do that from drinking all the time.
He does. Let's see. Christy Ellen, anyone who hasn't seen that video, quite funny. Which video are we talking about, Christy? Let me go back. Anyone else see his video about the spider?
Borat, I think they're talking about.
Oh, no, he's talking about, was it the one where, was it my video? Do you remember that spider, the one in the hotel? Oh yeah, you were just away in a hotel showing us your spider. That's true, that was a live cast I did where you assholes were texting me because you don't watch my live cast.
We don't.
Alice Anthony says, Troy Gentry was a piece of garbage that shot a tame bear in a can hunt. I hope he suffered.
What?
Was that one of the people from the flight crew?
Wow, no. That's old.
Troy Gentry.
Also, bear meat is apparently very delicious.
Bear meat is marbled with love.
Yep.
Yeah, and tears. Spider in your bathtub, Catherine St. John, I remember that. That spider, I had nightmares that night. I couldn't sleep, it was last night. And the Talking Stick Resort and Casino owes me, oh my God, the Talking Stick Resort and Casino in Scottsdale, Arizona owes me emotional suffering damage because there was a spider in my tub and now I'm afraid to ever take a bath again. So I'm lawyering up and Tom's dad's gonna represent me and we are gonna sue the pants off those Native Americans who run that casino because I need compensation.
Troy Gentry was the musician who died in another helicopter crash.
Different crash. Everybody's crashing today.
Hey, can I tell you guys, maybe let's not fly on helicopters.
Helicopters are dangerous.
And that's just simple statistical misunderstanding. Well, a couple helicopter crashes and suddenly helicopters are entirely unsafe. That's
they
how that might
feel
working.
Dangerous when you're in them, all right? I don't feel like airplanes can go down as easily as helicopters can.
It feels different, doesn't it?
Feels worse.
And then there's different, yeah.
Like you're going to go down.
Yep.
And you're going to do it like this. Because I was scared for my life the whole time.
I mean, I used to watch Airwolf.
Yeah.
I know how that shit goes down.
It's even scary because when you're sitting in the front of a helicopter, the windshield goes all the way down to your feet.
Mm-hmm. So you can see down.
And it's like, ooh.
That's right. The sole intention is learning to fly. I remember, and I was like, this is really hokey. Why are we doing this? And the pilot kept turning back. He was like this. And me and my wife were back there. And and I was like, you know what? You don't have to do that. You don't have to turn back and look at me because it gives me the willies. And I'm afraid while you're not looking, you're gonna hit a mountain. So maybe don't do that.
What do you think? Should we kill it?
No.
Death to this podcast.
Death to America.
Airwolf music is in my head now, Tracy Johnson. Stringfellow Hawk.
Hey, today we're having the first ever Z-Dog MD raffle. Here I have four drink coupons from one Z-Demania.
You took my motherfucking drink coupons.
And I will be raffling them off to the first person who can tell me 47 times 37. Hit me with the answer in the comments. I don't know what it is, so I'll just pick the first number that comes in.
Okay, I'm looking at these comments. In a plane, you might be able to coast to a landing. Choppas drop like a rock. Jackie Medor, that's true. Helicopters are dangerous. My dad was a cautious, experienced pilot, still crashed. He had indicated that choppers are hard AF to fly. Wow. Don't stop yet, says Francie. Francie really loves this cast. She's like, you guys are killing it tonight. Everyone else is like, you're fucking off brand. You're cursing. You're like aggressive towards the commenters. Like all these
169.
You're not supposed to do.
Is that what it is? Is it 169?
Francie Donnell says 4532. Who cares?
I don't think that's
these
right.
Are yours, girl.
Yeah.
I'm sending them to you.
Yeah,
send me your address and you can get drunk on Southwest courtesy of one Zubin Demania.
And it even has my name on it. So it's like, it's celebrity shit right there. Hey, check it out. I got Zubin Demania Southwest drink coupons. Maybe he had this in his pocket and he was going to use them at some point, and now they're mine.
Stephanie says, love going off on all the tangents tonight. Who are the people that don't like going off on the tangents?
There are plenty, dude. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen, Logan. If you fucking put the camera on me, because that's your fucking job. Okay, you had one job is to put the camera. Oh, great. What's gonna happen is I'm gonna get like 14 private messages, and they're gonna say, I used to like your show until you used the wrong word for little person. You violently attacked someone who questioned whether you still practice. And you said ass pipe, which is a really derogatory term for someone who likes seagulls.
What?
And I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? Where is all this butthurt seeping up from? Guys, we are the tribe of healthcare. If we can't take a little shit, who the hell are we? And if you don't like the show, you don't have to watch, but we like it when you watch. We like it when you tell your friends about the show. We like it when you share the show. We like it when you like us to like you like us.
We like
I need those drink
on
coupons.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Raffling off four more of these bad boys right here. Actually, they're the original four. You know what?
Wait, I have more in my backpack.
I'm raffling off.
Don't tear them. Don't you break those, Tom Heineberg.
These are yours, Francie. The next.
Oh.
What's the math? Give me the math.
All right. Well, here, wait. We have a good comment here. Megan Ramsey says, you're my husband and I's entertainment tonight, watching you on the couch from two different devices. Send Megan the damn things for being
Megan!
Awesome.
If you're ever in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm gonna split this.
Oh, you're gonna, yeah, I see what's happening.
This is for you.
There it is.
This is for your manses, okay? This, I want you to get the little Jack Daniels, because that's the best shit they got, all right? And then also a Heineken. Mm-hmm.
I see what's happening here. Grace wants our tickets. You can't have them. Hey, it's good to blow off steam, says Lisa Yoakum. I agree. Spider bite, Joseph Zalkin. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe this is toxin. You know what? You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be fully honest. So the last few days have been thought leader heavy, like interview with Robbie Pearl, go do this talk and deal with some really smart people that are trying to transform healthcare. And I'm constantly in that space of talking health 3.0. I come home, these two assholes are sitting here, it's raining in Vegas, which never happens. I'm gonna talk mad fucking shit.
Hey, Z.
Yeah?
Diagnose me, since we're doing a jerk-off show. Herpes. I ate a buttload of etouffee for dinner.
I don't know what that is.
What is etouffee?
And now I got the stomach gurgles.
You
got
to take a dump?
Oh, I've been having to almost diarrhea my pants this whole show. Oh. I'm just going to say it. I got no shame.
300 people heard you say that.
You know, can I show you guys something? Where's my phone? So, Mrs. Dog.
Yes, how dare you not know what etouffee is?
I don't know what it is.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. It's like smothered, like it's like reduced vegetable with crawfish and sticky rice.
Oh, it's a Cajun thing.
It's Creole, yeah. Mm.
Creole.
Creole.
Okay, so speaking
next time you go to New Orleans, I recommend you get some
etouffee.
Oh
man, I love New Orleans. Okay, I'll try it.
Jambalaya is for chump bitches.
But why are you so close?
It's for the real homies. You know what I'm saying?
You mean chumpalaya?
Chumpalaya.
Yeah. Well, so
Logan says you're out of focus.
Yeah, yeah. It's because I need to get close to show
you
something.
Damn close?
Don't you tell me what I'm doing, Logan Stewart. Mrs. Dog has been leading the remodeling of our bathrooms while I've been gone, and texted me, "quote We finally have a toilet." And then yes, there it is. And here is the picture. Actually, we could do the Tad Cam. Here's the picture of our new toilet. Can we see that?
Oh, so fancy.
It is a Toto. So. It's got a bidet.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to show you guys this, me using it live.
Don't show me your rich person toilet, you jerk.
You've got a rich person toilet. Hey, Mr. No. Etouffee.
My toilet doesn't flush, and I put it to work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's really gross.
You broke my toilet.
And mine.
Like, literally. Like, Summerlin is notorious for crappy sewage system.
Listen, you guys, you want to hear some real ish. Z has the world's most underpowered toilets.
And when we
used to do the show out of Z's house, now we're in a nice studio.
Now we're fancy.
When we used to do it out of Z's house, I would clog Z's toilet like every day.
Every day.
And he would come down and be like, come on, you're my top ever. What is wrong with you? The only reason
Chipotle.
He spent upwards of $30,000 on this space is so that I wouldn't clog his toilet.
It's true.
You think he's kidding. Like, I had to save my marriage. I had to save my house. I had to save my pipes. My children had PTSD because they'd walk in and be like, that's a log. And I've never seen anything like it. And I've never seen anything like that. That should not come out of a human being.
They'd be like, hey, Z, is everything okay with Uncle Tom? Because I've seen his stools.
Uncle Tom.
And they don't look right.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that they would say, hey, Z, to me, which that's really amazing child rearing.
Hey, Daddy Z.
Hey, Daddy Z.
Tom Lin says, nice toilet. I'm glad you recognize that, Tom. Oh, so jealous. The best part of our trip to Korea and Japan, says Yvonne Fortune. Yes, a lot of people who travel to Japan and Asia and use these toilets come back transformed.
That was the best part of your trip to Korea and Japan.
Yes, man.
The best
that
part.
Ass. That ass, though. Like, you push the button, it's like, whoosh. Where's the plunger, Holly Dixon? You don't need one. It's that powerful.
Oh, Sam.
It's that powerful. A bit of colon blow going on, huh? Says Jeremy Lemaster. Captain's log, Tracy Johnson.
Captain's log.
Captain's log, stardate 417.3. I've been straining at stool for over 40 years.
We're stuck in a brown. Firm quadrant with chunks of corn.
And dingleberry Klingons right on my buttocks. That's how you know they traumatized Kerry Bennett.
Mark Heinberg says, Tom lived with me for 20 years. I had plumbers on speed dial.
Sorry, Mark.
People that know now.
Your dad said that on the, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Y'all don't know that I have the worst smelling farts in the history of farts.
He does.
I was one time standing in line for the sports book because I was going to bet football on Sunday like a true American. Go Raiders. And
Raiders?
Yeah.
They're
moving to Vegas.
They're coming to Vegas.
Who's ready for riots?
Anyway,
they're amazing.
Anyway, people. So there was a whole line of these mofos, and I'm standing right in the middle of it, and I let one rip. And the night before, I've been drinking hardcore and eating Chipotle, because you know how I roll. And all of a sudden, the sea parted around me, and I was left with a wide berth, 10 feet in every diameter. People looking at me like this, how dare you? It was the greatest moment of my life. Treasure it to this day.
Well, that's been a nice show.
I had I had a real career. Like I had a reputation. I had
some girl said, "Ooh, you nasty," and I said, "I'm not gonna hold the air inside my butt for you. You're the Queen of England."
What? Oh, man. This is the best Friday I've had in a while. Collective age, my guess is 12. Chunky Vader. Oh, look at that, though. Kayla and Veranda, love this. You guys are definitely lifting my spirits after a stressful day. Well, it's definitely making me feel better because it's been a busy day for me. These guys have been editing video. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God.
Don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them anything. I'm not going to tell them anything except that the video that they're working on, and we recorded the song for them when Uncle Devin came into town to help me audio this song out. It is going to, you guys are going to, that's all I'm going to say. Can't say more. I don't want to wait.
Jeremy says, you used to see patients, and now there's Tom. Every day I'm like, yo, Z, I'm hungover as balls. How do I make that stop?
He's like,
you don't, Tom Harper. You just quit drinking. And I'm like, that's terrible medical advice, Z. Are you a real doctor or just the internet doctor?
Yes. Bella Sol, yes, I'm in Irmasomnia right now. She has Irmasomnia from the hurricane. I'm sorry. We really are worried about Florida and all the healthcare people there and everybody there. And so we're sending out the positive Irma vibes. Luann wants me to tell what video it is. You don't get to know that, Luann.
It'll be out soon, though.
It'll be out soon. Yeah, it'll be out soon.
It's a serious piece. We can say that, right?
Yeah. It's a serious piece. People used to say, Z-Dog, your comedy stuff always busted my chops, but it's your dramatical work that really floors me. The dramatical work.
Beverly Ward says, you were making me forget about this Class 5 hurricane coming our way in Naples. Have you seen the surprising amount of stories about Richard Branson?
Yes.
Quote, unquote, battening down the hatches.
Yeah.
He's gonna stay there. What a brave soul he is. Dude, he's got all the fucking money in the world. I'm sure there's some private shelter on the island.
Yeah, it was a fortified wine cellar.
It was devastating. A bunch of my houses got blown down. You're rich. Go build some new houses. Jesus Christ. I've seen 30 news stories about this guy.
Yeah, he's tweeting before the storm. It's really great to be in this bunker with all these lovely young people. And you see these millennials that are just sitting there like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in Richard Branson's bunker.
We're totally in a hurricane right now, Snapchat.
Playing.
Oh, my God, the hurricane hit. Snapchat is down. Snapchat is down, you guys.
And the world goes apeshit. Oh, my God, we haven't heard from Richard Branson in 6 hours. 6 hours of Branson silence, world. What are we going to do? Let's go to Bob. Yeah, I'm here on the scene in Naples, Florida, and we're only 200.5 miles away from Richard Branson's private estate. Dr. Mehmet Oz, back to you. What do you think about this?
Oh my God.
I think you should drink green tea.
The wine cellar got hit, you guys. Wine cellar is down. The first 3 rows of wine are flooded. We have to pick from the top row.
That's what's going on at Richard Branson's place.
Yeah.
Whereas millions of people are actually suffering in poor places.
Yeah, Barbudos.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget the name of the island. I hadn't heard of it. And then I heard of it, and it was flattened, which Miami. Seems to happen. Irma is now a Category 5. That's not okay, Deb Bennett. Wonder if Branson shared any of that wine.
Robbie says Roberto's chimichangas are worth the explosive diarrhea.
Oh, God.
So have you ever eaten at a Roberto's here in town?
I have not. I see them everywhere.
What?
So in Las Vegas, we have this Mexican place called Roberto's, and I'm sure that there's one in your city. It's like that Mexican place that everybody knows that's open 24 hours a day.
In a gas station.
The drunk food one.
It's this one right there, right?
Yeah. And every time I eat there, dude, the next day it's just like...
I'm going to diagnose you live on the show with irritable bowel syndrome and also assholeitis.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing.
I think I got the IBS.
You know what? When you play the game of Crohn's, you win or you die.
Bro, right.
Do you see that lightning?
Yeah.
That was legit.
Can't I just get some healthy poop and shove it up my butt?
Oh, you want a poo transplant?
Yeah.
I volunteer right here in front. With Brant as my witness, I volunteer to be the donor.
Oh, so we're just
listen to that thunder.
Go like ass to ass and do this right now.
This is scary, guys.
Oh my God, Z-Pack, hold me.
The power.
I'm so scared right now. There's so much thunder. We don't know how to handle that here in the desert.
The desert.
Listen to that. Wow. Hopefully there's more lightning. We should kill all the lights and just have a lightning cam.
Alexander Wu says Tom's whiny cringe voice makes me want to drink scotch. You don't drink, Alexander Wu. Stop.
That's right. You're gonna flush as fuck right away. And I'm just making that based on racial stereotyping. Because not all Asians flush, but many Asians lack the enzyme to the, they get a disulfiram reaction, which is common, but real Asians drink through it. They don't give a fuck. And I'm talking about my wife. She does not give a fuck.
Crohn's patient here misdiagnosed with IBS for over a decade.
Wow, Ronald Stokes. And this does happen. I mean, it, sometimes you can miss it. It can be tricky. And especially Crohn's, if you're having small bowel involvement and not colon involvement, it can be a dicey diagnosis. But they're treated very differently. So there you have it. You
know? I got something going on gut-wise.
Something in your guttix?
Something's fucked up in here.
Mm. All right.
I know that much. I know.
David Wolpert says, don't be David Avocado Wolf. How dare you, David? Don't make me come over there and avocado the wolf. Was that a Duran Duran song? Hungry like the David Avocado Wolf?
And I'm hungry like the wolf. I straddle the line of discord and rhyme. I strain and I whine. I'm trying to poo.
I have a flush and did... What? Oh, Carrie Bennett. I have flush and did the 23andMe, and there is no Asian gene in me.
Catherine emoji. Says, lightning here in Mesa. I'm at my son's Little League game. Not sure if it is smart to use metal bats in this. It's not. Somebody who's refereeing that game should have stopped the game.
It was very gangster.
Because whenever we used to have lightning in Little League, we would stop playing because we play with metal bats.
Yeah.
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 So communist. You should probably tell somebody.
Snowflakes.
Yeah.
Enough baseball for tonight.
Lightning rod. It probably not how you want to get lit, if you know what I'm saying.
There's a new alcohol for Asian glow.
Is that right? It's called water.
Asian glow.
What? No way. That's
does
not
your close. Does your wife get?
She doesn't actually get it.
Doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. Yeah.
You should tell the girls that they're gonna get it, and then it's then embarrassing. You bet it's so embarrassing.
Oh my God, when you drink,
don't drink the alcohol.
What's gonna happen? By the way, my daughters love it when I talk in millennial upspeak with the vocal fry.
Oh,
they want me to do it every time at dinner. They're like, Daddy, can you talk like the dumb girl? And I told her, I said, it's not just girls. Guys do this too. In fact, it's even more annoying when guys do it. But they're like, oh my God, like, I am going to be a doctor.
Can I tell you, I know a dude who's like this.
No.
Super airhead.
No.
And he was like, I was like, what are you going to do with your life, Steven? You know, say his real name because who cares? I was like, what are you going to do with your life, man? You know, we're having one of these talks. And he was like, oh, no, dude, I'm thinking about maybe going to ITT for computers because that's where all the money is. And I was like, not going to ITT. Like, that's like Silicon Valley, like genius level coder stuff you're talking about. He's like, yeah, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg can do it, you know. I just feel like all the money's in computers. And I was like, I don't think you're going to make any money doing computers, man.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, Harvard, whatever. It doesn't matter.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to think about going to ITT. It's like,
not
okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with technical school.
In fact,
in the new economy, some people argue that you should skip the four-year college and actually get a vocational degree that will help you actually get a job and help everything work better. So
it's true. I skipped the four-year college by going to 6 years and then dropping out before I graduated.
One
sorry,
class,
Mark Einemer.
One class.
Logan graduated.
I graduated.
Yeah. And look which one of us is doing better.
Bitcoin.
You're a Bitcoin thousandaire, dude. I think we should wrap it up. Do you think, Tom Heinemann? Do you see any comments there?
Holly Dixon says, talk like the Kardashians. So I think that's how we should go out.
Yeah, do it. You do it.
Omega.
Okay, listen, guys.
Wow, you're really good at that.
Sometimes when you look at me, I feel like you shouldn't be looking. Because you're not worthy, okay? And I just feel like, you know, like, Z, like, he's, like, bald, and that's gross, you know? Oh, there he is. Yeah, like, look at it. Like, he looks like if malted milk balls made, like, a white chocolate version, you know? It's so disgusting. Anyway, we should probably just, like, you know, kill the feed, because I don't know what he's doing. But it's really distressing me because, like, who knows? He may be suicidal. Like, where's he going with that garbage can, you know? I'm sorry if you have to listen to this on the podcast. It must be so annoying.
Kill the feed, Tom.
Oh my God, we're so out. Bye.
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 Go.
He's still here for some reason.